Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only thing better than a six-pack is a six-pack on the road, and we are live at the Watershed. Beltway Ben holding things down back in Mission Control. The people here are great. It's beautiful up here. You need to check this place out. The Watershed across Street Market will be here until 6, and I think it's our home for Ravens home game Friday. So come on out to the Watershed at Cross Street Market. Six-pack. By the way, brought to you by the Good Feet Store. And six-pack is what it is always on Fridays. It's our bold predictions at Beltway Ben. Let's get started.
Number six.
I teased this in the X Factors. TJ Tampa is going to out-snap Jair Alexander. And it wouldn't shock me if Jair Alexander was a healthy scratch for this game Sunday.
We're basically simpatico. My six is... Jair Alexander will be a healthy scratch no matter how they try to couch it. He was good enough to play last week. He didn't get hurt in that game because he played 24 snaps in the second half and only 5 in the first. He played more as it went on. So if slash when he's not up, it's not going to be because all of a sudden it's this, that, or the other physically. It's going to be because he wasn't ready to play mentally, physically, spiritually, all the above, and they can't risk it happening again against what's likely to be a pass-happy opponent. So he needs to sit down, figure out the defense, figure out where he fits in, and, yeah, maybe get himself in better shape. But I'm not buying, if it goes down this way, that it's because of an injury, because I don't see where he picked up any new injuries
practice
from last week.
Number five.
Along those same lines in terms of playing time, et cetera, I think Adafe Owe's timeshare is going to continue to diminish, except this week I think Mike Green's going to chip into it a little bit. I don't know about 25 snaps or anything like that, but a guy who only played like 4 or 5 last week, I think they more than double here, and I do think he's the next man up. And again, I think they're going to face a lot of volume in the run game. I think there's going to be a lot of pass rushing opportunities. And I think they're going to give him more of a run than they did a week ago. And I think at least some of it's going to be at Owe's expense.
My five is Derrick Henry's going to get a buck 10, but it's going to be a hard buck 10. He's going to have two big chunk runs. And then the rest, I think, is going to be rough sledding. But those big chunk runs will help him get over the century mark.
Number four.
I have Njoku and Fannin going 10 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns combined in this game. Joe Flacco loves to throw the tight end. Both these tight ends look like they're legit, and I, quite frankly, am not convinced the Ravens can cover tight ends anyway, so I think it's going to be a big day for the Browns tight ends.
I am with you. We are simpatico. I've got it a little higher, and I framed it a little differently, but I'm buying what you're selling.
Thank you.
My four is, we talked about this earlier in the show, Myles Garrett hasn't had generational days against the Ravens. They've kind of held him in check. I'm buying Jimmy Schwartz kind of winking at everybody, saying my D-line's better than yours. It's better than you think. I know it was only 1 week against what's a pretty marginal Bengals offensive line, But I think the right side of this Ravens line in particular is really going to get tested by Myles Garrett. I think he's healthier than he's been in a long time. Jimmy Schwartz is going to let him move all over the place and hunt matchups. Myles Garrett, 2.5 or more sacks in this game.
Ooh,
wow, that's a
two and a half.
Meatball.
That's bold at 4. I'm going to go with Ken to start. And I do think tight ends are going to continue to give the Ravens problems. Dalton Kincaid scored a touchdown, the first touchdown against the Ravens all season. And we know that Joe Flacco loves throwing to the tight end, so I'll lean Ken.
Six-pack of bold predictions for Sunday. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number 3.
This is where I have the Browns tight ends kind of going off. But the way I framed it is, I believe Browns tight ends will have more receiving yards than Ravens wide receivers.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. That's a spicy meatball right there. I don't know if you're aware of this, but in 14 games against the Browns, Mark Andrews has 59 catches for 755 yards and 11 touchdowns.
Good,
the game that we thought he was going to have against Buffalo, he's going to have Sunday against the Browns. 6 for 85 and 2 tutties.
Number 2.
Joe Flacco will throw for more than 275 yards. He will throw 2 touchdowns, but he will also throw 2 interceptions.
I guess it's debatable how bold this is. I think it's kind of bold because the defense doesn't get many turnovers to begin with. And this individual hasn't played all but one NFL game, and it didn't exactly go swimmingly. I think Malachi Starks gets a pick in this game. There was a pass over the middle by Josh Allen that split him and Kyle Hamilton. It's a play I'm sure they'd want back. I think this young man is a quick study. Yeah. I think that Flacco is going to be attempting deep shots, seam routes to both tight ends. That's going to involve the free safety quite a bit. I think Kyle Hamilton's going to be moving around. I think Starks is going to be the guy back there to have a chance to make a play on a ball that probably hangs up in the air a little longer than it should. I say he does it.
Number 1.
I told you guys last week that Big Looper was going to pound one from not 50 or 51 or 52. I think I eventually got up to
55. Yeah, I think it's 55.
And I went to 55, and he made it from 53. It would have been good from 55.
Yes.
I believe this Browns defense is pretty decent. Big Looper hits 2 from 50-plus while the Browns kicker pees down his leg. At least one of those 50-plus yarders from Big Looper comes in the fourth quarter to help secure a 29-20 Ravens victory.
I feel like Jason does when Monk was talking earlier, and Monk was taking responsibility, but again, they scored 40 points in 50 plays. I think this offense is a wagon. I think this offense can score a lot. I have Lamar Jackson going for 330 total yards of offense, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Ravens win 31-21.
I'm going to go with Ken.
That's a
I do
big
think
W for the Ginger
Shark.
Gorilla.
I do like the Malachi Starks pick.
That was a good one.
And Ken said Joel throw 2 interceptions. I could easily see Malachi Starks getting one of them. I like the Andrews play, and you'd really like to see him get going against a team that he's traditionally done really, really well against. It would be nice to see him get involved this week.
Coming up next here on the program, by the way, Kyle Goon's going to join us at 5:30. We'll talk Ravens anniversary, Orioles anniversary, a lot of anniversaries with Kyle Goon for the Baltimore Banner at 5:30. But coming up next, we talked a lot about Joe Flacco during the six-pack. How about we hear from Joe Flacco? He spoke to the media on Wednesday. What did he have to say? You'll hear him next on The Fan.
We don't stay in touch, but I mean, we saw each other a couple years ago. I mean, we were very, you know, I think we put a smile on each other's faces, and you know, I enjoyed being with him, and I'm kind of like that with pretty much everybody I've played with. It's not like that I keep directly in touch with them, but yeah, when we see each other, it'll be like, you know, right back to 2018.
Joe Flacco talking about if he keeps in touch with Lamar Jackson. For Lamar's part, he did tell stories on Wednesday about how funny Flacco is and how much he enjoyed having him in the meeting room. It doesn't sound like Joe has made a trip to Play Action Soul Food and more.
No, look, I think you always look back on things a little more nostalgic in retrospect, especially because Joe has gone on. Remember, the Broncos and the Jets stints, not so good. But he had the great run with the Browns. He's off to a nice start with the Browns again. And he's had a longer career than some might have thought when you looked at that neck injury in Denver and some of that stuff. So things have gone well for him. He's become a bit of a folk hero, old quarterback with all the kids.
Yes.
And then obviously things have gone real well for Lamar.
Yes.
Took over the Ravens. But I do think we're maybe mythologizing the way this whole thing went down in real time. It was very awkward. Well, it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And the head coach for about 5 to 6 weeks was selling a parable about what was going on regarding health when really this decision had been made for strategic football competitive reasons, only they didn't have the balls to say it that way.
Yeah, and Joe used the line, you know, I'm not here to be a mentor or whatever. I'm paraphrasing when talking about his relationship with Lamar Jackson. But when they had that moment backstage, what was it, 2023 NFL honors where Lamar won MVP, he won comeback player of the year, they had that embrace, that was a cool moment.
Absolutely.
Joe Flacco's accomplished a lot, but most famously, he cursed on our show.
Yeah. That's a fact. He started a trend. Now everybody's doing it.
He was the
cursed when I asked him about that situation.
Yes,
the backstage situation.
Yeah, he started a trend repeated by Jonah Schaefer, repeated by Beltway Ben Hall, Ben McDonald, who famously said, "Excuse my French," first.
He did say that. That was a new wrinkle.
Because the FCC does have the "Excuse my French."
The French, it's the French
clause.
Yes, there's a special clause.
Then you can say anything you want.
Yes, more from Joe Flacco. Speaking earlier in the week, talks about all the pomp and circumstance the Ravens will have on Sunday.
No, you don't need any more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
First time. And I honestly don't think that you're, like, as players and, like, if you're watching the game on TV, I don't really think you're going to feel that side of it. That's just something that's going to be there for the people that are in attendance, you know, and at halftime. I mean, and I'll probably head out 10 minutes earlier to say hello to a couple guys. Got a lot of people coming to the game because it's an easy little drive down from Jersey. And a lot of people that have a lot of memories watching me play in that stadium. So I think it's kind of cool for them. For me, it is. It's another game. I got to prepare to play another football game. But I think when you look at, like, the outside of it, there's going to be some people that kind of get to have some fun with this.
Will you be able to keep your emotions?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, even if I'm not, you're not going to know. So... I've been criticized my whole career for not being able to show any emotion. So I think that's the last thing you have to worry about with me. So,
yeah, Joe, we used to tease kind of like a robot, but he's got feelings too. But I don't think we'll see any of it come Sunday.
We all got to know him a little bit, and he is kind of the ultimate call it as he sees it. Like, he's going to show you what he's all about. He's the last guy in the world who's going to get caught up in pregame hoopla over where this team originated from and the awkward, weird confluence of events that led the Cleveland Browns to turn into the Baltimore Ravens. Come on now. That's like the least Flacco.
Yeah.
Like, he's not getting caught up in narratives.
No, he is not.
Definitely not in that, but I'm sure it's going to hit him during warm-ups.
No, the fact that him playing
like
in that stadium.
Coming, yes.
Yeah, that's like, back. Yeah. But like the 30-year
no,
over,
no,
blah,
blah,
blah, blah, and all the special stuff that the Ravens are going to do. For, come on.
No.
More from Joe Flacco, speaking earlier in the week. He was asked if he feels the Ravens and him left on good terms.
I think so. You know, we all know kind of the story there. And yeah, like, I have nothing but love for the people in that facility and the people in that city. I mean, for sure. It's one of those things, like, you know, in the NFL, you know, there's a business side of it and, you know, things happen. I'm fortunate to be where I am today and be in this position, but I have nothing for love for that city and for that organization. I mean, I was a small school guy that they took a little bit of a chance on early on in the draft. And, you know, I have so many good memories with those people and that city and that stadium. So a very special place.
Is it special for you to go back there?
I'm shocked. Here's the crazy thing. So he was traded in 2019, correct? Because he was 2018
yes,
Lamar was drafted.
Season, yep.
Oh, Joe's still talking. And he's the fact that he's still playing, it's 2025, yeah. And he's still playing. And we thought he was basically done after the 2018 season. And, oh, by the way, they traded for a fourth-round pick. That's Justice Hill, and he's still here.
It's not even the fact that he's still playing. He's still starting. He's the starting quarterback of the opposing team.
He's found his niche in that when the Denver Broncos tried to get a full year out of him and he had the neck injury, it wasn't going to work. You know, even with the Jets, if you're counting on him from the start of the year for 16 games, he's going to start to fade. Like, his age, all that stuff's going to show. He wasn't that athletic in his prime.
No.
It's not like he used to be Aaron Rodgers. People are like, Aaron Rodgers in his prime was a force of nature.
Yes.
He was John Elway.
That's
so,
when we like
with
him.
A better arm.
Yeah.
So, like, more accurate arm. So, like, but what they're doing now, which is, I mean, come on. By week 8, week 9, week 10, it's going to be, they got to start looking at one of these kids.
Yeah.
If that's still Dylan Gabriel, however that's working out in practice. This ain't for 16 weeks.
No.
When he was great with the Browns, he literally came in and after Thanksgiving and knew this is it. It's a 6-week sample. I can ride the lightning. I don't have to pace myself. I don't have to worry about the attrition that comes from 12 weeks of hits, 13 weeks of hits. So I think he knows what it is and they know what it is. And this was a fit for them. Because not only were they going to draft one quarterback, they were going to draft two, and they are still stuck with one who might want to come back at some point.
He's working out.
Yeah, if he thinks he's healthy enough.
One more from Joe Flacco. Let's play cut 118, Beltway Ben. He says, he talks about returning to Baltimore, but he's got to stay focused.
Kind of just, I think I'm very capable of just seeing it as another division game. But it will be cool to go back in that stadium. I haven't had a chance to do it since I've played there. I really love playing there. It's an awesome place to play. It's an awesome venue. It's an awesome atmosphere. They do a great job. So I love playing there. So I think in that respect, it will be pretty cool to go back.
Joe Flacco, a lot of good memories for Joe Flacco in that stadium.
I mean, look, he's on the offensive side of the ball. Since this organization moved from Cleveland, of guys not currently still playing on the team, who's the most decorated offensive player in the history of this organization?
It's got to be. Like, I guess.
I mean, if you could
go
like
Jamal
Ray Rice,
Lewis.
The way that thing ended and everything, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I think Ray Rice might have been on that track. I mean, Jamal, then the wheels fell off for him.
Yeah.
Like, Joe Flacco was a Super Bowl MVP.
Yes. You can't.
Like, Trent Dilfer won one totally along for
yes,
the ride
yes.
in the back of a wheelbarrow being pulled by 52 other guys, and he's guy number 53. I mean, maybe not quite that extreme, but you get the picture. Flacco was winning games for them week after week after week.
Yeah.
He was a consistent winner. You think the first 5 years of his career, he won a playoff game. You think of, I think he's tied with, what, Brady, most road playoff wins in NFL history at, like, he was a winner here. Was it always pretty? Absolutely not.
It was ugly at the end.
But he won a lot of games here.
Coming up next, 30th anniversary of the Ravens, 30th anniversary of Cal Ripken breaking Lou Gehrig's streak. Kyle Goon's covering it all, columnist for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us next. Ravens and Browns this Sunday, 1 o'clock, 30th anniversary of the Ravens. By the way, we're at the Watershed in Cross Street Market, and it is rocking. people are great. Food's great. You're coming out. We're here until 6 o'clock, but coming out and see them. But let's talk Ravens. Let's maybe talk some Orioles as well. Kyle Goon, columnist from the Baltimore Banner, joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And, Kyle, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with the Ravens' 30th anniversary and the people in Cleveland being salty about it. Your thoughts, are they justified to be salty?
I guess they're justified. I just kind of feel like I don't really think the timing of it would really change the Cleveland feelings that much. The people who are still hurt by the relocation are still hurt by it. It was a quirk of the schedule. I just don't think the Ravens need to reschedule it. I think that's maybe perhaps overly sensitive. I mean, you can't change what happened in 1996. I mean, what happened, happened. The franchise relocated. People are still going to be salty about it, whether you celebrate that on week two or week three.
Kyle, unfortunately, we saw the latest fourth quarter collapse by this Ravens team. It's now the sixth time since 2022 that they've blown a lead of at least 9 points in the fourth quarter. Do you see a common denominator in these collapses?
Yeah, I mean, I think I do. I think, well, one, I mean, our Jonas Schaefer did a breakdown on some of those meltdowns over the years and really came away with offense and defense kind of fail in equal measure. One thing I really just – I know the defense in the secondary was just a problem against Josh Allen, but I really just feel like there's got to be a better way for the Ravens to get first downs in some of those crucial situations. I think of the Raiders game last year. I think of the Colts game 2 years ago. It's like their run game kind of goes away, and they can't figure out. And I really wish that the Ravens could kind of find ways to be a little less conservative, get first downs like they do in the first three quarters in the final quarter, and I think that's a huge piece of it.
I found myself, as these have continued now over the length and breadth of kicking off another season under the shadow of a fourth quarter collapse, I found myself, the more I think about this now, having to put a fair amount of it on the head coach because he's one of the few constants. They've tried different coordinators. We had players come out all offseason saying, we can't beat ourselves. We have to stay mentally focused when it matters most. I mean, it's been 6 years since Marlon Humphrey himself said we've got choking instincts. And for this to be lingering and how they kick off a season, I got to put a lot of it at frankly, on Harbs' desk now. How do you evaluate that part of the equation?
Yeah, I mean, I do sort of buy John's logic that, you know, to lose double-digit leads, you have to get a lot of them. And the Ravens certainly win a lot of games. They blow opponents out in big games. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, either week three against the Lions or week four against the Chiefs, they unexpectedly blow the doors down. And that's kind of part of Harbaugh's legacy. But this other thing is also part of Harbaugh's legacy, which is they get tight. They can't win these tight games. I mean, Mike Tomlin said it a few seasons ago that given the opportunity, they're going to burn the house down. And I think those words still hang on, especially, while this team still looks for another Super Bowl trophy. I mean, they've had the talent the last 2 years, arguably 2 years ago, but they're a great team. And this roster might be better than either of the last 2 years when you look at it purely on talent. So, yeah, I just think, yeah, that does come down to John on some level that they're conservative, they're tight, they don't conduct themselves that well in some of these situations, and they lose about two of these a year at least.
Talking to Kyle Goon, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's switch to the Orioles, Kyle. And I guess Mike Elias got promoted over the winter, but they didn't feel the need to let anybody else know until it got out yesterday. Do you find it as weird as we do?
I do. I do find it weird. I find it weird, especially in the context that, you know, according to Brittany Giroli's report that, you know, they could be looking for a GM under Mike Elias. I kind of feel like this offseason, Mike Elias should be fighting for his job. I don't think the Orioles will fire him. I see the case for that, but I don't really see why you'd kind of have take an embattled executive and try to hire a GM under him in these circumstances. I mean, this there's a good chance that this could be the last offseason that Mike Elias has unless things turn around for the Orioles in 2026. And bringing in a GM under that circumstance and under that shadow doesn't really make sense to me. I'm not really sure if that report is accurate, why the Orioles would be doing it that way.
Well, and then there's just these other layers of it to me where, A, you really think your fans didn't deserve to know for the last 9 months, 8 months, we don't even know when it happened, that you changed your baseball hierarchy, but, like, they didn't need to know about it. Like, Mike Elias doesn't want anybody to know about his contract and this or that, so I'm sure he's behind this. But why wouldn't you have at least a press release? And then it gets out, and they confirm on background for people that it's true, but there's still no statement from the team. There's still the owner still who used to, man, when they were winning, he's everywhere throwing a hat in your face. He doesn't think this is worth his time to start explaining what the hell's going on in his baseball operations.
Yeah, I mean, as a devil's advocate on that, I mean, I don't know if that move very much changed the power structure of the franchise, which is that Mike Elias makes the baseball ops decisions. The owners have always kind of said that, including David Rubenstein. If you promote him from VP to president, you know, there's, I'm sure, a pay bump that went with that. I'm sure there might be some other responsibilities to go with it, but in terms of baseball operations, I mean, he's overseeing all the baseball decisions. And so I don't think that changes. But, yeah, it's just sort of the sheepish, oh, yeah, we did do that this offseason. I expect David Rubenstein, actually, though, when the season ends to address a lot of things. I thought it was really interesting and meaningful that he came out for Samuel Basayo's signing. I don't think the media got a lot of heads up that was going to happen. And he kind of made sure he was out there and made sure to say, hey, we want to do more of these deals. So I foresee David and maybe some other guys in the group putting their faces a little bit more forward on some of these decisions going into this offseason, to be honest.
Well, one thing's for sure, it will be a very interesting offseason. Kyle Gunn, columnist for the Baltimore Banner. Kyle, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
Happy
Friday. Same to you. Hey, we will come back. We'll get the text of the day. And most importantly, you know we're getting you ready for the Fresh Take, which is coming up at 6.
Oh, yeah.
That's Beltway Ben Hall. That's Cordell Woodland.
Nice.
And it's at 6 here on The Fan. Finishing things off here at the Watershed, Cross Street Market.
Great
it's a beautiful
spot.
Place,
awesome
man.
Awesome spot.
Food was great. People
great
are great. The place is packed right now as you're
hopefully
coming out.
We're back next Friday.
Yeah. For yeah.
I
last
think
year,
it's a home,
yeah,
game.
Home games.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for anybody, but
it's a great setup out here.
Thank you, Aloysius.
Cool, yeah. And it's a cool place probably to watch a game as well if you're looking for a place to watch a game. They got lots of TVs. And it's just
oh,
nice.
This time of year,
yeah.
Up here on this rooftop
oh,
deck. Are
yeah.
you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
A nice date night as well.
Got a view of the stadium right here.
You are a date night
that's
authority,
what I'm saying.
Bob.
I think this is a nice date night. Yeah. You don't think so?
I meant to check if that place across the street was still open. But I came in a different way. The
place I bought him a shot at? What's it
yeah.
called?
Mugshots?
Mugshots.
Is it still? I don't know.
Is it still there? I thought it was a mob front. But it
yeah, well.
Yeah. Yeah. There was like literally nobody in
it
there.
That was quite an operation. Yeah. The place was huge.
Yes.
It's like 50,000 square feet.
Yeah. It was enormous.
Nobody
nice
there. Can't be cheap.
No.
More importantly, before we get to the text of the day, Fresh Take tonight.
Woo.
Coming up at 6 o'clock. Beltway Ben, I hope I'm not catching you when you're doing something else because I can't see you. But or what do you and Cordell have on the Fresh Take tonight?
Yeah, of course, we'll be talking Ravens. Can they bounce back in Cleveland? Of course. Orioles, Elias's quiet promotion. We'll talk some Terps, college football in general. We'll be joined by Eric Moody to talk some fantasy sports.
Nice.
Looking forward to listening
very
to that.
Nice.
Driving to Mateo's basketball.
Yeah.
And want to bet.
Want to
yeah,
bet
all weekend.
We got right? a stream.
Sunday at noon. Streams every day.
Yes.
Come on. It'll take days off at Wanna Bet.
No.
This is free.
We can't take over the world
winners.
With a day
you're
off.
Doing it for the love of the game.
That's a good
this
point,
is
Ken.
A free
you really
thing.
Can.
People are just
no.
doing it for the people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
it's what the people
we,
want.
And if we dominate the world in the process, we die.
You,
know.
You are in
well,
the
get,
process.
That's just part of the ride.
You guys both dominated Thursday Night Football. You can say
that. That is an accurate statement. That's factual.
Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2, check. Text of the day! Text of the day! Text of the day! Text of the day! Text of the day!
today comes from Nick in Baltimore. Says, super excited to see Joe back in Baltimore. Interested to see how this fan base reacts when they honor him.
Oh, he's trying to get a salute, man. Yeah.
I'd be willing to bet he's going to get a little highlight montage welcome back thing.
Yeah, kind of like what they did for Jim Irsay.
And a lot of us didn't like that.
But we want to
get all concerned about how the Browns are handling, Browns fans are handling our thing.
Yes.
Can't we just live and let live?
I like that attitude, Jason.
That's Jason's life motto.
Here's what it is. It's hate and let hate. I hated Irsay till the bitter end. They want to hate Modell, then they're for us till the bitter end. They're entitled to that. You steal franchises and leave scars.
Yeah. Scars
hate
are mine.
Hate and let hate. Don't judge their hate.
As I said earlier this week, if the Indianapolis Colts had a home opener for one of their big milestone years and celebrated against the Ravens, there'd be people pissed off in this city.
Full disclosure, when we had John Dutton on the show earlier this week and he talked about Jim Irsay bringing the old Colts out to Indianapolis, we kind of looked at each other's side-eye when he said that.
Yeah.
I thought you were bringing up the Burt Jones when they were hanging out.
Well, they were that too. That was quite a house.
It was happening.
Yeah, that was quite a house.
Towson was rocking back then.
Caligula in there. There's some stuff going on. The '80s.
Hey, Corral and Colts tomorrow, right? Union Brewing.
Oh yeah, right, Corral and the Colts. Yeah, you going, Bo?
I am not.
I was supposed to go, but I have a wedding to go to. Yeah, but, alas.
Ollie North's wedding.
Well, it's Ollie North's granddaughter's wedding.
Yeah,
Union's a great spot.
Ollie North's daughter-in-law was one of Margie's best friends in college.
Wowzers!
So yeah, she was at our wedding. Ellen.
So you'll be at the Wyman Industries table.
Dennis does not know them. So.
You're not going to take. Well, he's not going to loan you the helicopter to go out to Leesburg or whatever.
You know, I asked him.
No chopper.
He's using it.
Chopper one and chopper two.
I've been trying to convince him to get a second helicopter.
Oh, there's only one chopper.
Yeah, it's only one chopper.
And chopper one spoken for.
And he's using it.
That's fair. Hey, fair enough.
Yeah. He's playing croquet with the.
Mr. Belvedere?
Titans of Industry.
He'll be sitting in the field seats Sunday,
on
right?
On Sunday, yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll be in the field seats.
There'll probably be a picture of him high-fiving Joe Flacco somewhere on the internet.
Probably.
That would not surprise me at this point.
With Adam Jones on his shoulders.
Yes, carrying Adam Jones. Fresh Take coming up next. Again, thanks to everyone here at the Watershed.
Yes.
This was fun.
Yummy, yummy.
Yeah, it was really good. Fish tacos, highly recommend. Black and fish tacos. We will talk to you Baltimore Game Day Uncensored on Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.